Ruined its for breakfast. Help over 135,000 South Australians with Scrap Hotline's Vinnie's Winter Warmer Appeal. Leave your clothing and blankets at 14 Scrap Hotline locations.
Triple M. Ruined its for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home. It's Crows co-captain, Tex Walker. Let's talk
about Tex.
All thanks to Distinctive Homes. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, Dits, Root, Alice. How are you all up there?
we're good, Tex. And how are you down in the cold little town of Adelaide?
Well, Mel and I are trying to look out the window at the moment and we're struggling to see the building next door.
Oh, you're joking.
We're bucketing down.
Oh, it's quite foggy and, it's not bucketing down. It's very misty, but... we saw a little bit of nice weather up in the Gold Coast, so I know how you're feeling, boys.
All right, now, you went up to the Gold Coast and obviously got the job done and you've thrashed the Gold Coast Suns, but you went up on Wednesday, you told us about this last week, so was it a real team bonding exercise? What was behind it all?
A bit of that, and then just to get some training done up there and see a bit of nice weather as well, so... We accomplished all of that and were able to come away with a good win.
Yeah, certainly didn't hurt the performance, Tex. How did it feel to be out there to flog a side by that much? It doesn't happen very often in AFL footy anymore.
Nah, it doesn't. You're right. Even when we played them early in the year, they stayed with us until the first quarter, and then we sort of kicked away. But, it's you don't like seeing those big wins, but, it's good for us and got a few boys back into form.
John O'Brien was on the couch last night and he had this to say about the Gold Coast Suns.
They're a basket case at the moment. Last 2 weeks, I did the game, so I was there personally to see them. It was like watching a state league side out there. They actually would have battled maybe to beat some of the strongest state league sides.
Do you agree with that, Tex? Did you see that or feel that they were a bit of a rabble out there?
No, I'd never like to say that about an opposition team. The thing I would say is I'd like to see the AFL help them get some experienced players because I did feel for some of the young kids that are coming into the AFL and that's not what AFL is about. It's getting beaten by 100 points consecutive weeks in a row. So I think that if we could get the AFL to help them out and get some experienced players up there to help the kids develop.
So not mature age players out of the SNFL or the VFL or the Waffle like they did last year, because they've already given them a couple of players, them and Carlton got those. You're talking about players that are out of contract at AFL clubs that can be traded up there, that can go up there and be top 10 in their best and fairest perhaps, get 3, 4, even 5 or 6 players injected into that side to give their younger players a bit of confidence so they can perform week in, week out.
Yeah, well, the guy that I think of is the way... Luke Hodges, the way he's gone up to Brisbane and I'd imagine, I don't know, but you'd imagine he's helped with their success this year and to see a guy like that go up there and help develop those kids, I think it'll go a long way for their success.
Yeah, I agree. I think they do need some senior players up there.
I don't think draft picks are going to help.
Well, they haven't helped, have they? They've proven that because they just leave in 3 or 4 years. If they don't get a competitive side and they don't create a winning culture up there, players like Tom Lynch, who gave 8 years of his career, his life, his football life, to the club, go, I'm not staying up here and getting belted. I'm going to go to a decent football club and try and win a premiership.
I did ask what Jack Lekosius was doing.
During the game, just had a chat.
Yeah, I said to him, if you want to come home, I can take number 13 off me back for you.
Is that his number, Tex?
No, I'm number 13. I said, I'll take
it off. No, you are, Tex.
He's 41.
All right.
Tex, if he comes back, he'll take your spot on the side, you idiot.
That's all right. I'm 29, Dex. I'll be done in a few years.
All right, we won't get him back this year then, Dex, hey? We'll put that in the list management.
Don't get him back this year, please, Roy.
Right. So leave it a year or two.
Yeah, right. We'll let him build up a little bit first.
Play him up on the wing for a couple of years.
Good idea. Yeah, I got you.
All right.
Ruined its for breakfast. Help over 135,000 South Australians with Scrap Hotline's Vinnie's Winter Warmer Appeal. Leave your clothing and blankets at 14 Scrap Hotline locations.